Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution Saturday endorsing a ceasefire deal in Syria brokered by Russia and Turkey. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. representative to the UN Council. She said it must make sure the ceasefire holds before giving its full endorsement to the peace plan.
We have voted in favor of this resolution because it strikes the right balance, cautious optimism and support, predicated on hope, but tempered by a realistic need to wait to see how this arrangement is implemented before casting the full weight of the Security Council behind it.
Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. Conflict monitors said warplanes were pounding rebel-held villages and towns northwest of Damascus in the strategically important Barada Valley. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had no immediate reports of casualties, but that the area had been hit multiple times since Friday. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombings hit a central Baghdad market on Saturday. The twin attacks hit the Al-Sinak market, which sells car accessories, food and clothes, as well as agricultural seeds and machinery. Iraqi officials say minutes after the first suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden belt, the second one struck amid the crowd that had gathered. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News. New Year's celebrations continue with fireworks, parties, and other festivities across the world amidst tight security. New Zealand, Australia, and Russia were among the first to greet 2017. Massive fireworks displays rang in the new year in Sydney, Hong Kong, Dubai, Moscow, Athens, Berlin, and Paris. In New York City, huge dump trucks filled with sand have been parked in strategic locations to protect celebrants from vehicle attacks. Joe Magadabe of California says he feels safe in Times Square.
I feel pretty safe. I mean, I see all these policemen doing their job, doing it well here. I don't really feel threatened at all because I know we got our backs covered with all the boys out here.
At the Vatican, meanwhile, Pope Francis told those gathered for New Year's that they must work in the coming year to help young people succeed and not disregard them.
Si può parlare di futuro.
He said to speak of a year's end is to feel the need to reflect on how concerned we are about the place of young people in our society. Also in Istanbul, Turkish media is reporting there's been an attack on a nightclub. The NTV network says that many people were wounded. Early reports say there were two gunmen and at least one of them was dressed as Santa Claus. Video posted on social media showed Turkish security forces rushing to the scene. An AP photographer on the scene says police cordoned off the area about 3 kilometers away from the nightclub and reported multiple ambulances passing by. Security measures have been heightened in major Turkish cities, with police barring traffic leading up to key squares in Istanbul and the capital, Ankara. In his last weekly media address of 2016, U.S. President Barack Obama reflected on achievements not only from the past year, but also from the whole of his terms in office. He said at a time when we turned the page on 1 year and look ahead to the future, that he wanted to thank everyone for everything they've done to make America stronger. Obama has less than 3 weeks left in office and noted in his address his transition to what he called the more important role of citizen. But he stated his commitment to the country.
Know that I will be there with you every step of the way to ensure that this country forever strives to live up to the incredible promise of our founding, that all of us are created equal and all of us deserve every chance to live out our dreams.
President-elect Donald Trump also sent a New Year's message, tweeting Saturday, "Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies, and to those who have fought me and lost so badly they just don't know what to do. Love." Trump takes office January 20th. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.